You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode number 177.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Hello, Yummy Mummies. Guess freaking what? I have a client with me today, Yvette, who I absolutely love and adore, and you will too. So let's dive right in. We're going to hear all about her experience inside the Yummy Mummy Experience. And of course, if you guys have any questions at all for my clients, for me, reach out and I will ask them. And guess what? Doors just opened for the Yummy Mummy Experience, the April cohort. We're going to start April 17th. It'll be on my website. So go to lauraconley.com. Okay, Yvette, welcome to the podcast. Introduce yourself to us. Tell us where you live, how many kids you have, what do you do? Tell us a little bit about you.
Thanks for having me. I am a mom of two kids, part-time pediatric dentist, and I live in Chicago, my favorite city, and a wife too. Yeah.
I'm like, I have Phoenix, who's 4, Luna, who's 6, and Brian, who's 41 and a half.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your journey, your weight struggles, like before you found the Yummy Mummy Experience.
I have only now discovered that I was a big time emotional eater. I couldn't really figure out why I was going. I mean, I was never down. I was just going up, you know, as life went on, I would go up, and binging was my favorite way to soothe all emotions. And I didn't even understand that until doing the Yummy Mummy, that I was soothing emotions and trying to get away from discomfort.
So normal to do that. And it's so normal to not be able to put the pieces together.
And also, I think, not to blame anyone, but that's what I was taught in my family and growing up. I was taught, you just eat it away. You know, we're happy, let's eat. We're sad, let's eat.
Yeah.
You're depressed, let's eat.
Yeah. No, it's so well-intentioned, like coming from our parents, coming from our culture. Like, it's not bad. It's not bad or wrong. It just turns out it doesn't serve us.
Definitely did not serve me. And then also, as a result of the Yummy Mummy, I've learned that the reason I was emotionally eating was because I was also told that I should be happy all the time, that that was what was normal, was you should strive to be happy 100% of the time. So if you're not, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. You got to fix it. You got to hide it, get away from it, or make it go away.
Yes.
So I feel like binging was what I did on a regular basis. And I was probably my lowest weight in high school, probably just because of activities and metabolism. Mm. And it's actually the weight I am now at age 40.
Oh, that is so fun. I did not know that.
Yeah.
How much weight did you lose?
So I lost 20 pounds.
That's so awesome. Yeah. I think so many light bulbs were going off when you were talking, because we were all taught that, right? Like, you're supposed to be happy all the time. Like, you're not supposed to be sad. Like, that's bad. And if you are experiencing a quote unquote negative emotion, like, got to get rid of it, got to avoid it, got to escape it. So it's like, no wonder we're all carrying extra pounds on our bodies, because we just weren't given the tools. We weren't given the skills. So what do you do now, like when you experience an uncomfortable emotion?
Well, I do several things. Sometimes I have Band-Aids. So sometimes I do, like, I need to go for a walk. I don't know if that's a Band-Aid or if that's actually just, you know, a way to get some endorphins and some good hormones. But go for a walk, move, do some exercise. But I feel like that's still not facing the emotion. So that's why I'm calling it a Band-Aid.
Yeah. And just like FYI for the listeners, like, Band-Aids, we actually teach Band-Aids in the Yummy Mummy Experience, right? We're, we're not like, Band-Aids are bad or wrong. It's like, why can't we have a Band-Aid? Like, last night, my kid, Phoenix, pinched Luna, and Luna was crying, and she's like, I need a Band-Aid. There's no blood. There's no scratch. There's nothing. But I gave her a Band-Aid, and she feels better. Who cares if it works and there's no net negative? And you're not always, like, ignoring the emotions. Like, I think it's totally appropriate. And I always use the analogy inside the experience. Like, if you were to go get surgery, you would have a Band-Aid as they healed the root cause of the problem. My daughter, my poor little baby, when she was 10 months, she had surgery on her ureters. And she had a huge bandage, obviously, while they were healing at the root. And so emotionally, I think it's totally appropriate to have a Band-Aid, whether that's going for a walk or like a healthy hot chocolate or whatever. So yeah, keep talking. Mm-hmm.
And we developed those in the Yummy Mommy. We had like a list of, you know, each of us made our own list of, I don't know, 10, 20 Band-Aids that we could go to when you can't meditate or can't do all the work in that moment. And I love that. I use them all the time. Like pet my dog or go hug my, you know, 8-year-old son, even though he has no idea why I'm hugging him, but it makes me feel better. And hugging my dog makes me feel better. So I have lots of those.
That's so great, right? It gives you the net positive. That's what you always want to test against, you guys. Like those of you listening, it's like, does petting my dog give me a net negative or a net positive? Gives you a net positive. Does eating like 20 Tootsie Rolls give you a net negative or a net positive? Probably, I can't know for sure, but probably a net negative. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. And then when I have time, I meditate. So I will meditate on my feelings, which is another thing that you taught us, to actually lay down in silence and ask myself, what am I feeling? Where is it in my body? And then see what I'm supposed to learn from this, see if anything comes to me. So that's been huge, huge. Like I didn't even know I could close my eyes and imagine where the feeling was or feel it just by closing my eyes and sitting in silence for a few minutes. And that's huge. That's been huge to help me.
Do you like doing that experience or do you hate doing that experience?
Love it.
You love it?
Yeah. I loved it when you walked us through it too. Like when you prompted the questions, because then I can be even more in my thought. It's a little harder when I do it for myself.
Ooh, that's good. I'll make a meditation that I'll put it in the portal.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So that there's one that you guys can just go to.
Yes. I go to that. Sorry. I go to that module all the time and I listen to the first part.
Okay, good.
So that, and then journaling has been huge. Writing down everything that has come to me. My journal is private to me, right? So writing things that I wouldn't say out loud and I wouldn't tell anyone, and the embarrassing thoughts that I can admit that I'm having, that is so helpful.
Yeah. Why is that helpful? Because, I mean, I could guess. I think I probably know. But I think there's people out there that have resistance to journaling or writing things down. But tell us why it's helpful for you to write it down.
So I am one of those people who was resistant to journaling. I never kept a diary or journal before the Yummy Mommy experience because it was too embarrassing and I didn't want anyone to find it. I didn't even want to have to look back at and read my thoughts. I was embarrassed of them.
Yeah, you didn't want to see them.
And I didn't start with the deep thoughts on the journal. At first, it was just reminders. My journaling is reminding myself every day of the thoughts I want to have and the goals I have. But I think it helps because I have so many things running through my mind at any moment. And if I have to write, and I like to physically write with a pen and paper, I actually have to stop and think one at a time. So I'm going to write this sentence, I'm going to write this sentence. So I can actually, like, I don't know the word, but I can pull each thought out. And then it's like an out-of-body experience. Like I can look at them and go, oh, all 8 of those thoughts were in my head. And I just thought it was a huge mess and I couldn't actually feel them or see them.
Oh. And then when you can feel them and see them, then what?
Then that's it. I don't know. That somehow makes me feel better.
No, but it's like you take your power back. Yeah, you feel better. You take your power back because they're not swimming in there creating all this anxiety and overwhelm anymore. It's like they're on the paper. You can see them and then you can do something with them or not.
It's pretty amazing. So now I'm a big time journaling believer.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you felt like emotionally before you did the Yummy Mommy experience. Like how were you feeling in your body?
Oh, so I definitely felt depressed. I remember feeling like this is just how it's going to be. Like I am just not going to ever feel pretty or like the way I look in the mirror. This is just the way it is because it's, air quotes, supposed to get worse as you get older, right? Like that's normal. It gets worse as you get older. Your body gets worse.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I've reached, you know, I've already peaked physically probably in high school. It's only down from here. So I can't. So it's, and that's hopeless and that's depressing. And I definitely felt that. Yeah. I kind of, hopeless is a good word because If you don't have hope, there's nothing. Like, what can you work for? Yeah. There's nothing to work for.
Oh, how did that trickle into other areas of your life?
Well, if I'm unhappy, I'm not as good a mom. I don't even know how to answer that question, but I know that now that I am more hopeful in this weight loss journey, I have more hope in parenting. I have more hope in marriage. I see the hope in every other aspect of my life. So it's trickled huge, but I can't really like tell you how. I can tell you that I see the hope in everything else because this thing was so hard and I was able to change it.
Exactly. Well, yeah, now you have something to compare. You're like, now I feel like this compared to that. I think your story sounds a lot like mine where I had just like accepted defeat. I was like, oh, well, this is just how it's going to be. And then of course, it's easy to translate that patterning, that thought into so many other areas of your life. I love that. You have hope and you have power and you have like agency over your life. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you feel hopeful now. How else do you feel now?
So I definitely feel happier, happy. Parenting has been one of the biggest challenges in my life.
Yeah.
And the fact that I feel hopeful about that and I can see like anything can change, you know, if you work on it a little bit at a time, you can make huge outcomes by just working on everything a little bit every day.
Yeah.
Hopeful is a big one. Happy, lighter.
Yeah.
Healthy. I actually feel healthy. Like I'm like, maybe I'll make it to 100 and maybe I'll be able to work out when I'm 100 and maybe I won't have any knee pain or any, you know, XYZ.
That's so fun. That's so fun. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're done, right? Like, I mean, done. She knows she's gonna laugh, right? Because there's no such thing as
forever
is done. That's like the fallacy, right? That like diet culture teaches us that like there's a done point. But you lost your 20 pounds and quote unquote lost weight for the last time. It's been a little while now. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been up or down like 2 pounds, but down actually 2 pounds since I met the goal January 1st. So
That's
2 pounds later, which is great.
How fun to not have to set a goal on January 1st around weight loss, other than to just like keep doing what you're doing.
But actually, I feel like I do have to set the goal. My goal is still like to maintain because
I have to
remind myself. And I think you do this all the time. Like you remind us it's forever. You're never done. Yeah. And that was the error I used to make. I used to think, okay, I'm going to do Weight Watchers for 6 months and I'll be done. And then I can go back to my normal eating and I will still be skinny. Or I can do Prolon for 5 days and I will lose 10 pounds in 5 days and then I'll be done. And it's like, okay, now I gain 12 in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or
that is diet culture. And you're right. You lost the 20 pounds and then it's still a practice, right? You heal your relationship with yourself and your body and food. And then it's still an everyday practice, which I think you highlighted in such a beautiful way that like it's actually a very personal, lovely, hope-giving practice, this daily journaling practice. It becomes really special for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us some of the craziest things you've ever done. Okay, so you got Prolon, Weight Watchers,
not the craziest. So I actually had a mommy makeover, breast implant, after having a baby. My second child's done.
Yeah.
I hated my body and thought like, if I do this, this will fix it. And had the surgery and it was torture. I mean, the healing process is so difficult, so hard. But then healed and was like, okay, I'm done. Again, I should be done. I'm going to look like this forever. And 2 years later, I'm back at the weight that I was. I think that's crazy because I thought that was going to heal me and fix it.
Yeah. And that really is a Band-Aid. Like that's one of those Band-Aids that doesn't work on the root.
Not at all. And it's very painful and it's very costly. And it's not that I regret it at all. I don't regret it. I just feel that believing that that was going to actually heal it and fix it is the error. You know, that'll take away the extra skin that I wanted to get rid of. But, you know.
I love that you don't regret it because I think it's so normal to want to get a mommy, to want to do anything because our culture does teach us that like no, you do this and then you're done. And we all believe it. But now we all have the proof because we've all tried all the things that doesn't work for what it is that we want. If we want permanent weight loss, if we want to feel the way that we want to feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you told me you couldn't describe the Yummy Mummy in one word, but it's one of the questions I like to ask. So one word or 20 words, how would you describe the Yummy Mummy experience?
So if I had to choose one word, it would be inspiring, just all around inspiring. Like, you are inspiring. Your belief in everything you teach us is inspiring. Mm. The camaraderie is inspiring. The vulnerability of all the women who come forward and tell their stories in a vulnerable fashion and don't hold back.
Yeah.
It's just so inspiring. And to know that everyone is working as hard as you are on the same struggle is so inspiring, I would say, is my word.
Yeah. Were you nervous about, like, the group aspect?
I was so nervous. I was like, I'm not going to like this. I do not like, I don't like sharing or being vulnerable. I do one-on-one, but I do not like doing that. I remember the first call and being so nervous when I had to introduce myself and, oh my gosh. And now I find myself actually thinking about these people I've never met, only via Zoom. And like worrying about them and like, oh my gosh, we haven't heard from her in a while. What if she thinks, you know, going on and she's not journaling or she feels, you know, whatever. Like I find myself worrying about people.
Oh, that's so awesome. Yeah. And then how did you get over that? Like, how did you get yourself to like sign up even though there was a group component?
Oh, I think I just thought, what else? I've tried so many things. I have never tried this. So. Well, why not? I have nothing to lose, right? I
mean,
Laura says it's gonna work, and she seems really enthusiastic about her belief. So I think we're gonna be okay.
It's so good. Okay, so were you hesitant to sign up? I know you were hesitant about the group, but were you like nervous, hesitant, scared to sign up?
I was not scared to sign up. No, I remember when I signed up, I was like, oh, I wish it started now because I signed up. The day that you were like, doors open. And I think I emailed you that day. And I was I have to wait for 3 weeks or 2 weeks. I don't want to wait. I want to start now.
How did you find out about it?
So I listened to Kelly Levesque, her podcast.
Okay.
And you chatted with her. So I have IBS and a bunch of food intolerances. And I remember being up one night. Like, it was 2 a.m. and I was in so much pain because I think I ate a hamburger, like with the bun, and that the bun makes my stomach hurt, even though it tastes amazing. So I remember being up, it was like 2 a.m. and I couldn't sleep. I went to the couch because I was in so much pain. I had to sit upright and I just put headphones in and started listening to podcasts. So it was probably like the 5th podcast I listened to that night, and it was you and Kelly. And I remember I started crying because you were just so nice and kind and your approach seemed so kind. And I was like, I've never heard anyone talk about weight loss struggle in such a loving way and like approach it in such a loving way. So then I started your podcast. And I think she's amazing. And I think all of her tips are amazing. She's very educated in nutrition and diet and all that stuff. So when she was like, this is my friend Laura, listen to her. I was like, yes, I will.
Yeah, it builds the trust, right? When you hear of somebody from somebody else that you like respect and know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. So tell us a little bit about, because I know, I mean, obviously I'm the one that created the Yummy Mummy method, but like, we are here to lose weight, but a lot of these unexpected benefits or like this kind of trickle down, and you did allude to it before, but tell us like some of the unexpected benefits that you experienced from doing this work.
So I can approach an argument with my husband, like with hope. And I can solve a problem that I used to go to a therapist with regarding an argument I'm having with my husband. And I can use the model, which we use in Yummy Mummy, and figure it out all by myself, which is amazing. So arguments with my husband are fewer because I don't know. I can figure it out. I can use the model. I'm a better mom. I am working really hard to accept my kids' emotions about feelings and about allowing their feelings. I've always liked to work out, but I used to work out like a lot of people do to create a calorie deficit, you know, or to like burn off the thing I ate yesterday, even though you don't even come close to the binge, burning the binge. And now it's like, I can actually see that working out is for strength because you've taught that. And so that makes me feel powerful when I'm like working out and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm actually creating strength in my body. It's amazing. Just like,
yeah.
So all of that.
Amazing.
Those are the most important things in my life. My kids, my husband, and like my health now. So
yeah,
that it just like leads to happiness.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay. So if there's somebody out there listening and they really want to do the Yummy Mummy, or maybe they're a little bit on the fence, like what would you tell them to help them get over the fence to sign up? Like what kind of words of wisdom would you offer them?
The Yummy Mummy experience will teach you how to be comfortable with the weight loss journey and how to accept it as a lifelong journey, not as a diet or as something that has to be torturous. I mean, it's just part of life. And that's what you learn in the Yummy Mummy. It's fun listening to all these women and feeling like you become friends with these women that you've never actually met in person. Hopefully one day we'll meet, but it's fun. You look forward to it. Yeah. It's something to look forward to every week, every day. I look forward to the homework. It's not a ton of homework. I've told some friends and they're like, oh, sounds like a lot of work. No, it's really not. It's like less than 10 minutes a day. But if it's what's going to help you lose weight and be in the size you, why not? What's 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. And so many of us are spending way more than 10 minutes a day on this problem without actually solving it. So
yeah,
you're totally right.
Well, it's the financial commitment too. You know, I feel like,
yeah. And so what would you say to that? You know, because I know people are like, oh, like, I want to do it. I'm all in, but it's too expensive.
Yeah. I think that going up and down in weight, having to buy new pants every year because you're going up, having to buy new clothes, having to buy all the diet books and the cookbooks and pay for the different diet methods, it ends up costing. It may be like spread out over a little more time.
Yeah,
but it's not working.
Totally.
So I feel like we still spend it. And so why not spend it in a way that I'm telling you it's going to work? Laura's telling you it's going to work. She believes. Yeah. I forgot what else I was going to say.
No, it's so great. Okay. Anything else that you want to share?
So I can tell you my huge takeaways I've learned from Yummy Mommy, learning how to see my feelings and accept them, journaling, and then the no sugar, no flour. Huge. I mean, I feel like I used to binge to comfort myself and to soothe on sweet things that were full of sugar and flour. And then I would get hangry.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would keep eating. So I couldn't go back to like a healthy way of eating. And then even when I was doing Weight Watchers, which I lost weight on, when I was having my cheat meal, I was having all sugar flour. Or, you know, to make my points up, I was having sugar flour. I was like, how could I still have those cookies every day? And I didn't understand why I was hangry. I really didn't. And then when I started listening to health podcasts, I understood it more. I thought, okay, I get it. But I didn't have the belief that I could do that and that it would actually change me. So when you taught us that, I felt like, okay, well, I'm going to do it because she's telling me it's going to lead to me not being hangry. I have to believe her because she believes in it and this is what I'm doing. And it truly does. It's amazing. The only reason I can fast, intermittent fast as long as I do, or the only reason I can stay away from sugar and flour, except for the like two Yummy Mummy treats a week, is because I don't have flour and sugar all day.
Yeah.
And I don't feel hangry and I'm never hungry and I'm never being hungry was an emergency before. Like my husband will say like, are you getting hangry? Do you need a snack? And I would have snacks with me all the time because I knew like I'm feeling this emergent. It's an emergency. And now I can just, if I'm feeling hungry, I can have a drink of water or a tea or a coffee and go, well, I'm going to eat in like 30 minutes or an hour. It's okay. So that was huge.
That is huge too, because otherwise you're just really stuck in this cycle. So you have a binge and then you get a huge spike blood sugar wise, and then you get the huge crash, and like, it's impossible to not eat when you're hangry.
Yeah.
And it just, the cycle just continues and you're just on this roller coaster. And yeah, I think you articulated that so beautifully, because it's like the hanger then just adds like salt to the wound of the binge, right?
Yeah.
It's just perpetual. So yeah, the no sugar, no flour, I think is huge. And it's so freeing to not be like on that blood sugar roller coaster mm-hmm. all day, mm-hmm. every week.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds really hard. I feel like before the Yummy Mummy, I thought there's no way. How do people do that? I don't understand it. And how did we do it? I don't know. You just told us to do it. I feel like there's a camaraderie. Everyone is kind of like, we're all going to try this together. And so you mm-hmm. think, well, if all these other women are trying it, I can try it. Let me do it for one day. And then, okay, now maybe day number two. And you just, I mean, that's how I felt like I approached it, is one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And eventually you're like 7 months later, I still generally don't have flour and sugar in my diet anymore.
Yeah. And it's not like you have to like come up against these crazy cravings.
No.
Right? Like, because that would be brutal. That would be unsustainable. Like, I know if I have a big joy eat or whatever, or yummy mummy munchie, the next day I'm definitely having more cravings.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So there is, again, the freedom of just like fueling your body with food, with, well, first of all, real food, and food that like really supports your body and longevity. And I mean, with all kinds, like, you know, mitigating against lifestyle disease. Like, it's
yes,
you get to wear the awesome bathing suit and or snow pants or cute outfit or whatever, but like also there's a million health benefits too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you just got over it by thinking one day at a time. And by the way, you guys, if you're listening, you don't have to do no sugar, no flour. It is something that I recommend, but you get to pick whatever you want in terms of like what you're going to eat and not eat. But I do think it gives you like the biggest bang for your buck in terms of getting on the weight loss train and like momentum and whatever. So mm-hmm. if you do feel like, oh my God, no way, definitely use Yvette's thoughts here of like, okay, just one day at a time. And like, maybe it's better over there. Like, I also think that it's really not a win-lose. It's not a compromise. It's not like, okay, I'm going to give this up and then I'm going to get this. It's like, I'm going to let go of flour and sugar in order to get so much more. And you kind of like never look back.
And it's not even, it's so interesting, because I listened recently about falling off the wagon. Mm. It's not even one day at a time. It's literally one piece of food at a time. Like, you're like, okay, this one I'm choosing, it's going to be healthy. Yeah. I'm going to put in this meal. And then there have been times in the last 7 months, I still will have emotions I'm trying to soothe and not feel. And I'm trying to soothe them with food. And I will go and buy a cookie, a huge fat cookie, because I love cooking. And I will take two bites of it. And then I'm like, this isn't actually making me feel better anymore. Like this. So I actually can stop myself, which is amazing.
Amazing. I know. I always thought I was like an abstainer. Like, if I had a bite, everything was out the door,
yes.
out the window. Like,
yes.
I was gone until like January 1st of the next year.
Yeah. Yeah. What used to happen is I'd do what you do. Like, okay, well, forget it. This whole thing, it's over.
Yeah.
I'm just going to eat 10 cookies and then my dinner will probably be Doritos. So who cares? But now it's like, okay, I can actually eat half this cookie and I can choose to either save the other half for whatever at the end of the week, or I could throw it away. And
yeah,
I can actually go try to see what I'm feeling. And then the next meal, I could have carrots with hummus, because if I'm hungry, like, that's, I'm going to make the better choice. I'm not going to do it emotionally and irrationally and quickly and just reach for the easy. And that's amazing to me. That makes all the difference.
It does. It really does. Yeah. Yeah. It's not about being perfect, right? It's about like, can we just catch ourselves when, you know, we're eating in an unintentional way and make a new choice, which you just described so perfectly.
Yeah.
And like, that's so empowering too. Like, oh, I know why I did it. Instead of like this land of confusion of like, I don't know what happened. Something came over me. The food was just in my mouth before I even had a thought. Life just happens. Like, no, I know exactly what was going on there. And now I can take care of that in a way that really supports me and serves me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And continue with not punishing myself afterwards. I don't have to then go, okay, well, so then I'm going to over-restrict the next meal. And for the next 2 days, I'm going to only eat salads to make up for the 10 cookies I had. Like, mm-hmm. No, I'm just going to go back to my healthy eating where I don't feel hungry on healthy foods. And yeah. I will, if I gained a pound from eating the way I did yesterday, it's okay. I will get back on track and I will just keep doing this because I'm going to keep having these mess ups or oopses or whatever, or moments that teach me. And then I will keep going.
100%. Okay, let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
If somebody feels like really defeated or they feel like they can't believe or they don't believe this is going to work, what would you say to them to inspire belief?
I used to not believe. I mean, I've been there. Yeah. I feel like you, Laura, have a bunch of belief. And I've heard people say on your podcast, we borrow your belief and it's true. Like when someone's telling you it's going to work, sometimes there's nothing to lose. You have to just believe them and try it.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, it works. You see people with all sorts of situations and different lifestyles, and it's working for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. Yeah, you just have to borrow my belief in you that you can do it, which is the weirdest concept. And that's why I give a money back guarantee too. It's like, not because I want to be giving everyone their money back. It's because I want to help them to just like get over the hump, because we have tried so many things. It is really hard to believe. It makes sense. Like, I still sort of can't believe it. I'm like, what? Really? I did this?
You did.
We did it. Okay, Yvette, I'm so grateful that you came on the podcast because it's so helpful to that mom or that woman that's struggling out there and like is just, oh, I know the feeling. So it's so familiar. So I really, really appreciate it.
Because thank you.
You articulated so much. Oh, you guys know what she said before we got on the podcast? This is one thing we almost forgot to say. Tell us who you recently fired. Well, you didn't fire them. No. Yeah. But she was talking about like the fact that she can figure out so many of Tell us that little antidote.
Yes. So I no longer need a therapist. I've seen a therapist and talked to a therapist on a sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly basis since for 8.5 years. And after starting the Yummy Mummy, I found myself still doing my therapy and telling the therapist, Laura taught me this. This is how I solved that problem. Isn't that awesome? Didn't that work? And she's like, she just was confirming that. Yeah. And not teaching me anything anymore, which was great. I felt like, I didn't need a therapist. So there you go. There's some of the money you're spending. You could put it towards Yummy Mummy.
Yeah, it's so true. And I'm a big fan of therapy. I think you are obviously too.
Yes.
And it's not necessarily a replacement, but it really can heal so many of the issues we're dealing with, like at the root. And then the weight loss just kind of becomes the byproduct. So,
and kind of teach you how to heal it yourself too.
I love it. So empowering. Okay. Thanks again, Yvette. I really appreciate it. Okay, you guys, if you are ready to lose weight for the last time, go to lauraconley.com and sign up. Let's do this. And of course, have the best week ever. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty, pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. so cool. The last thing I want to tell you, you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.